I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Get Her Done Tuesday. Real, just like foggy and yucky out. This time yesterday, it was absolutely gorgeous. Like total blue sky. Today, foggy.
It'll be a nice day today. It'll clear up.
Well, it's going to be warm. It's supposed to be maybe tomorrow's the hottest day of the week. And then cool by this weekend.
Oh.
It'll be lovely.
Great.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
Hi.
Hey, we have a quick contest we're going to do here. The Healdsburg Wine Country Half Marathon is Saturday, October 27th. It runs through the heart of Sonoma County's beautiful Dry Creek Valley. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets two free registrations for Healdsburg Wine Country Half Marathon, including a souvenir wine glass, entry to the post-race wine and music festival, a finisher's medal that doubles as a bottle opener. Who doesn't need that?
Nice.
And a finisher's t-shirt. So call now, 800-400-3697. If you're in that kind of shape and you want to do a half marathon, or maybe you just want to hang out at the after party, I don't know.
Well, who doesn't want to wear their medal and then be all...
Sure.
So you know. Fun. God, that sounds fun to me.
Really? Doing do you
I'm
run
training
much?
For a half marathon.
Are you really? Mm-hmm. Are you going to be ready for an October 27th one?
No. Not even close.
Yeah, I agreed to do one with the missus after she recovers from the baby.
You guys will start training and do
one. Going to do a half. Mm.
That's great. How fast are you? Are you faster than her or is she faster?
Oh, she's
fast. Oh, my God. Yeah, she's fast, right? So fast, dude. So fast. Yeah, I will say goodbye to her at the finish line or at the starting line, and then I'll just do what I do.
She'll be asleep, waiting for you, reading a book.
Whatever.
She'll be bouncing heady. You'll be like shuffling foot to foot.
I know some people might be, that would be a hit to their ego, but it doesn't bother me. She's fast.
And it's her thing.
She does like 6 minute miles, man. She's
really,
really fast. Yeah, she's fast.
I ran a 10K against her and she beat me with a stroller.
She's fast.
She hit you with a stroller afterwards because you were so slow?
Oh, wow, that was funny.
Thank you.
That was pretty funny.
Good.
Good one. Hey, thank everybody. You. Scott Capurro has joined us here in the studio. Hello, Scott.
Hi, kids.
You have a show coming up on Saturday. Yeah,
I'm feeling tender because I took public transport in this morning, so I'm feeling a bit vulnerable.
What?
I know.
Was there an incident?
No, my husband has the dentist, so he dropped me off at Castro Market, and it's the Walking Dead there a little bit. In the mornings, it is. A lot of homeless people with like punched faces and stuff. So you run for the train, you're like, oh, and it's just rammed and people a bit yelly. Not yelly,
you got
but
yelled
about,
at.
Like, just nudge and someone. I'm not saying they tried to push me off the train, but there was a nudge. And I'm like, don't touch me. I said, don't touch me. And he's like, oh, I don't even know what he said. I don't know. I wasn't listening. It's very crowded. And then I had to run up the street to get here on time. But I'm so glad to be here. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're great. So have you managed to put on any weight since last week when we found out how sickly thin you are?
No, I've been shoving it in and nothing has happened.
Oh, absolutely. You poor thing.
I know. I've been eating braised
pork
and all
sorts of things. Let me ask you a question. Yes. How many push-ups have you done since we last saw you?
Well, you'd be proud of me. I've been in the gymnasium twice since we last spoke.
Oh, in the gymnasium?
Yes.
I see.
Are knee-high socks still a thing? Can I still do that?
Sure.
I can get away with that, can't I?
You can. Right? You're tall.
Rainbow stripes at the top.
Being in the gym and lifting weight, though, are two different things.
Oh, that
just
part.
Standing around in the gym.
No, I was just saying, hey, guy. hey, guy. I need some help with that. I spotted you when you came in. I spot you. You need spot?
Hey, guy.
No, I've been doing some leg lifts.
Oh, leg
some,
lifts.
Yes.
Like Jane Fonda style.
Yes, on the side.
Oh, that's nice.
With my iPhone on. Oh. Yeah. And people walk by, I'm like, hey. And I had a bagel. And then. really? Organic. And with protein on it, you know, a little peanut butter. And did my quarterback squats.
What are quarterback squats?
I don't know. I watched a video online and it showed you how to do squats. And you open your legs really wide and feet flat on the ground.
Wide stance.
Thank you. Yeah. And then you put a weight thing, a bar, a bar? Is it called a bar?
Sure.
Yeah. On your shoulders. I couldn't. Those are heavy, though. Those bars are heavy, right?
How heavy? That's
like 40 pounds of things weigh, don't they?
Oh,
do they?
My God,
you
all,
should.
It's a third of your body weight.
Hello. That's what I thought, too. I'm like, this is good. Look at me. And I did about 10 of those, and then just said, do 12. So I did 12.
Oh, you had a guy yelling
at you. Edson was with me showing
Hold
me
how on. To, yeah. You just did the bar?
Yeah. They're heavy. Have you. No, they are. You train, right? Use that.
Yeah,
I see you on Facebook.
I have not actually went to the gym in 2 years.
Oh, I thought I saw you on Facebook recently at the gym.
Oh, no, she goes to the gym.
Right. You did have a drink in your hands. I didn't say that. I thought I'd let you tell that part.
The Bay Club is really more of a place to hang.
I socialize there. It's my social spot.
Well, you know what I mean. Right, right.
You just live a happy life when you have a
Bay Club membership. But even I can do more than the bar.
But in squat, I mean.
And I'm weak.
Well, all right. Thank you, Yusef.
Well, I've never tried it, so I don't know if I could.
It was heavy. Seriously, guys. And I did about 30 of those altogether. And then.
That's good.
Yeah, that was good, right?
Yes, and, Scott.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, you guys. And I did a machine where you, ow. Ooh. And then Ethan came over and adjusted my chair. His voice is really deep when we're at the gymnasium together. His voice gets really deep at the Bay Club.
Well, he's straight at the Bay Club, right?
I swear to God. Straight to the waves. He's there for like 2 hours. And he's like pushing and pulling and stuff. And I'm like, ow. And then, you know, the gymnasium is separate from my yoga practice, namaste. They're separate. You know that they're completely opposite. Because the yoga is about bringing the muscle into the bone, as it were. Mm-hmm. And the gymnasium's mm-hmm. about ripping the muscle apart and having it reheal.
Well, one
is
of the
right?
problems you're up against, for sure, is that you're not going to be able to do both and do well at both. Like gaining,
or as the urban kids say, both.
What you really want to do, if you're both. Trying to gain weight, is focus on weightlifting. You want to put on muscle. You're not gonna the yoga will help keep you limber or whatever, right. but that's a discipline in and of itself. You just need to lift weights.
Okay.
Go
but
in
the
there.
Yoga's my spiritual practice.
Just meditate or oh, do right. something else.
Right. But that's
you're
going to
be too
you.
Tight. You're going to be so tight. You're going to they're going to say get down into
downward dog.
And you're going to be all ow. Ooh.
I think Vinny's saying you have to choose a side.
Right. Either I choose the yoga.
The inside or the outside.
Either I choose, you know, the universe
Look,
or
I'm
Mr.
sure
universe.
You can find some balance that choices. Works, but weightlifting is a discipline in and of itself. If you want to gain weight, you're going to have to, and you're going to have to put some
does
weight
really
on the bar.
Does he really want to yes. gain weight? Does he want to?
You mean like the,
or does
the
he
metal
just
things
love
on the end?
Yes, he's looking emaciated. Yes.
The thing is, those things slide off. That's I
no.
try to put
no,
two
they
little
have
fibers
a little
on.
Thing on there.
What you don't mean? Even need that. You're supposed to balance the thing.
You balance it?
Yes.
But it's but you're oh,
I'm sure
but,
they have some kind of lock.
But aren't we all
on.
Just a horse in a way? You've seen
what?
Horse training, right? And the thing about horse training is getting the balance. Like the horses have to they're off balance. And the great thing about it is getting it, you know, equal on side to side.
Don't you have
horse.
A trainer?
Edson's my trainer.
Oh, God.
Edson's his trainer.
Yeah. Let me
do
some
more,
weights on there.
Do two
yeah.
more.
Yo, dude. Yo, high five
Capujo.
Me.
I'm like, oh, my Capujo five
high five
more.
Me. Yeah, five. Do it. Do it.
Oh,
boy. So, all right, I'll try. I'll try to do it. God, you guys are so like. What's the investment in you? What do you care how I look? Can I just be who I am?
You're the one who comes in here and
yeah.
bitches
know,
about how skinny
I
you are.
I have
yeah.
to gain weight. I can't gain.
I have to wear a belt with these shorts. That's
oh
how,
my God.
I know. Since I bought them, I've lost weight. I know. Anyway,
when's
all right.
the last time you went to the doctor and had like a whole physical?
Oh, good question, Yuzi.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Concerned.
Actually, here, I did it about 5 months ago at the UC, and they did all the stuffs.
And everything's good?
I think so, yeah.
You've been scoped and everything?
Scoped? Yeah. Oh, yes. They want to do that, actually. You mean the...
colonoscopy?
Oh, yeah. I think they want to do that.
And you haven't done it yet?
Should I do that?
Yeah, you're 6 years past the time. You're supposed to do that when you're 50.
I'm 55, Sarah.
You're so 5 years past it.
God, the public education
well,
system
I mean,
should be ashamed.
Your birthday's in 3 months.
All right, thank you. Yes, 5 years. In. All right, so yes, I'll do that. But is that uncomfortable? Have you had that, Vinny, have you had that done?
I haven't, but I actually keep going there and saying, look, I'm game for whatever you need. Like, let's get this done. I don't have any problem or worries. And she keeps going, you're good. Have a nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no big deal. I've done it. It's no big deal.
The tap
oh, really?
On the yeah. knee is just not, it doesn't feel like a real good indicator of health.
Oh, right.
That annoys him in particular when they give you the little reflex test on your knee.
Oh, right.
It's like, there's no point
here.
To that. Stop it.
I drove all the way in here for a knee tap.
There must be something that happens. Like, if you don't have that, it must be indicative of something.
It,
and that's
it
why
does.
They do
she
it.
She said that it's
before. What is it? Do you remember what she said it means? Because people have texted this, and I keep forgetting
the
what
it blood means. Test was the big thing. Like, there's a ton of indicators in there. Yeah. So you got to do that. You got to fast
that.
And then do that.
But they always want to check my prostate because my dad and my uncle have problems. So, So, but last time I did in London, it was really funny because the doctor's like, okay, we're going to do it. I'm like, I don't know. And then the power went out on the building and it got dark. I'm like, wait, it's dark in here.
What
now.
Do you mean you don't know?
I'm like, I don't know if I can. You know, you show up at the doctor, you're like, I don't know how. I don't know, you know, if I'm ready for this.
And he's then like, the lights go out.
Wait. He's like, I know, all the lights in the building went
ready,
dark.
By ready, what do you mean? Do you mean clean?
Yeah, clean.
Like you didn't shower?
Well, no, I did, but it, you know, it's a long day some days.
I get that bottle brush going.
Yeah. Well, no, you shower before you go in.
Right
you
before.
Shower and then have a day.
And do some squats. And I went in. I'm like, hey, I just lifted the bar. And the lights went out. And he's like, okay, get on your back. I'm like, I don't know.
And on your back?
Yeah. Well, you know. You
I thought they turned you sideways.
Maybe he did. I think he
Vinny,
wanted
to, what do they do?
He wanted to make eye contact with me. That was weird, right? Was that
Are
weird?
You telling me your preferable way to be checked is on your back?
I don't know that I have a preference. I just do what I'm told, I think, is yeah. Anyway, so yeah. I'm like, I don't know about this.
You don't question it at all.
And he said, oh, sweating. And yeah, and suddenly I was like, oh, wow. Oh, hello. And yeah, so yeah, he, and did an around the world sort of test, if you know what I mean.
No.
Oh, it is like
oh,
this.
Well, they check the
Yeah,
the
all the way. But
prostate.
it was for a while, like more than a minute.
Did you like it?
I don't want it. I can't.
You did. All right.
Don't you think being on your back, you there's too much eye contact?
Yeah, that's what I wanted. I mean, I'm not a straight. Well, you know, what is this? Keep an eye on me while you're... Anyway, so, you know.
I'm not a straight.
Yeah, I shed a tear. I did shed a tear while I was doing it. He seems to like that, too. Are you crying? I guess I won. Anyway, yeah, it was... Yeah.
What? There's a winner and a loser?
Yeah, that day there was. And yeah, I said, next time can you wear a glove? Anyway, it was fine. It was all had a hangnail. It was good. It was good. Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm sure he put a glove on.
No, I think he did. I'm like, you know, so I found out he was married. Anyway, it's fine.
That's ridiculous.
It was fine. It was all good. It's all fine, but thank you for asking. But that's what you're talking about when you say blood test, right? The PSA test.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm choking over here.
Since we talked to you last, you were on KTVU.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
My sister saw you. She said he was great.
They're big fans of
we
yours,
all
too,
stood,
by the way.
Oh, my God.
We love them. We love them.
I love her. We all stood in the office and watched it. Uh-huh. It was great. We all
I go,
was like,
tell
oh,
me,
so
did
good.
He get himself in trouble? And she
Absolutely
goes, no,
not.
You know what? They asked him a question which could have been trouble.
Yes,
and he didn't.
Oh,
he didn't bite. And I was like, he didn't?
They asked about actors
Bert
playing.
The
Bert
and Ernie
thing.
The Bert and Ernie thing is where I saw
that.
Trouble, and you go, "What's the problem?"
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No,
no, you were so good.
Oh, good. They were so nice, and Mike is hot.
I know.
He's so hot.
He was on my man wall for a while.
Yeah,
he's off the man wall.
I don't have the man wall anymore.
Oh no,
I got to rebuild it. Because right. I started
rebuild
going,
the wall. I agree.
How'd the man wall get taken down?
Because I just got sick of some people.
Oh. Mike no. Miebach is one of them.
He's just another face on the wall.
I still like him.
All right.
But you're right, Yuzette. He is, he's not as tall as you would think.
Yeah.
But I like that.
Well, there's camera tricks that they can use.
He's
well,
to
any,
make
he
him seem...
pumps his chair up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that is funny because when they all sit at the desk together, you know, Gussie is sitting
at
whatever
nine,
height.
Yeah.
At, yeah, the nine. They're all sitting there together. And you can see that the back of his chair is fully 6 inches taller.
You guys
than the
are
other.
Acting yeah, yeah. like he's a little person.
No, he's not. He's about
not, but he is. He's short.
He's about 5'10", maybe.
No,
okay, he's 5'8". He's 5'8".
No, he's maybe 5'6".
Well, he 5'8" in the shoes.
Maybe.
But when I walked in, they were all like, "How tall?" And I was changing, and I saw him there, and they're like, "Do you want to change your shirt in the other room?" I'm like, "No, I'm fine here." So I took my shirt.
Oh.
I took my shirt off. And like, oh, look at you. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Like, you look
nervous.
Like a skeleton with
whatever.
Skin stretched over.
And I put my
are
little shirt
those your
tie.
Ribs?
Yeah. And
those look like a handles.
And they said, how tall are you? I'm like, I'm taller than the rest of you guys. And they said, yeah, bring in the chairs. So they had to seat everybody so that we all look the same height. Because I would have been like 5 inches taller than everyone.
Oh.
So cute. They're all so tiny. And I've known Sal for a long time.
Yeah, it
he
sounded
should do traffic
like
at Live 105.
Right.
Yeah.
You,
Alex Bennett, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You talked a little bit about the oldies. They also showed a long clip.
They
of,
did show a clip of
Dr. Doolittle.
What's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Thank you.
And we're doing.
You were in Dr. Doolittle?
I was.
Big star.
I was in all of them.
They showed the whole thing where he's, you know,
in the camera, and you know, the one scene we've seen a million times, because that's the one that Uncle Scott's in.
That everybody likes, really. That's where the film really turns from good to great, I think, from good to great.
Right.
Oh. Yeah,
it's that left turn that makes
I like, too, how it's Robin Williams and Harvey, what's his name?
Harvey Firestein. Not Weinstein. Weinstein's
somebody
else.
I know, I was like, it's not him.
Yeah.
And it's mostly their faces with a little sliver of Scott on
there.
There
I am. But that's all it takes, a tiny head.
He's kind of pushing against Robin Williams' head to get his face in there.
It's my big moment.
I loved your collared shirt and your sports jacket.
Oh, thank you.
It's so good.
Oh, thank you. I'm really glad I wore that. I was thinking just because they said you could dress as you like because you're a comic, wear whatever you want. Uh-huh. But I thought, no, I think I'll wear a nice.
You looked very nice.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And they gave you a very long piece. That was at least 5 or 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
I was so excited for you.
It was really fun. And I took Bart over.
Oh.
I know. It was really exciting.
It's right off Jack London Square there?
It's Lake Mary. It's really easy. Yep. Much easier than driving.
You know, I was dancing to that.
And it was really, they were really sweet. And it's weird because the studio is completely empty except for them. It's this huge studio overlooking the lake with just them and this little tiny table, little teeny tiny people.
With like electric, or what are they called? The cameras?
Remote cameras?
Remote, yeah.
They don't have people standing on the floor?
No, there are two people with cameras, but just their little crew. And then it's this huge view of the lake. It's really beautiful. I didn't know that there were houseboats on Lake Merritt, but there are.
I didn't know that.
They're huge houseboats. I love Oakland. I'd love to live over there. We were just in Berkeley on Sunday. It's really beautiful, the East Bay. It's fun because there's a lot of, it's like Marin, kind of trees and nice, but there's stuff going on.
Yes.
Know? Yeah. There's things to do. Really.
How were the Punchline shows?
They were great. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, guys. It really, really fun. Early show Friday, I walked 5, but that's okay. I still got it. And it was this guy in the front row, and he was great. He was really hot with his girlfriend. He's a huge fan of your show. I could tell, and she said afterwards, as they were leaving, she said. And he was fine, and then about 10 minutes later, I look at him, he's got a real, like, stone face. What's wrong? He's like, this isn't a roast. Just tell your little jokes. I'm like, oh, my little jokes. Okay. And then when someone says that, I'm like, you're going to have to leave. I'm thinking. And so I made it in such a way that he couldn't make any other choice. Because I don't want to kick him out because that makes the audience uncomfortable. But I want him to leave on his own.
Yeah, it doesn't make the audience uncomfortable at all when you like focus your laser point of energy like on one guy and burn a hole into his head till finally he has to stand up, put his tail between his legs and sneak out the side door. That doesn't make anyone uncomfortable
Tail between
either.
His shaved legs off of, you know. And he has to go because he's making all the people around him that paid uncomfortable. So he's got to go now. But he's a classy bigot.
How long did you do?
Between 50 and 55 each show.
Oh, yeah. That's actually quite good.
Thank you very much.
I mean, the hour and a half long show.
No, none of that. None of that. And
so he
tipped the bar as he left, which is nice. Oh. And then I saw her. I'm like, you don't have to leave. And she's like, but I've got to go. Bye. I'm with him. And then a non-binary couple took the front row seats.
Oh, what's a non-binary couple?
You know, people whose gender are their own identity. You're not meant to label their gender. That's great, right? And they're married. They're fantastic. Mm.
They.
Thank you. See? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They too.
They haven't, neither one of them has chosen.
Not up to me to decide. And they were really fun. And they stayed after. We had a drink. It was really great. I know. A lot of your fans stay after and have drinks and pictures and stuff. We do a lot of the VIP stuff after. And it's great.
The VIP stuff. Were you doing two shows a night?
I did, yeah. And they were really, really fun. The second show's hard. I've got to say, I'm getting old. Because you're halfway through your set, the second show, and like, have I told this joke? You're doing a setup. And you're waiting for the audience to look at you like, we've heard this already. I'm looking at them like... Have I done this? And so it's really, you know, because, so you've just done it. And so you're not sure you've done it here or there.
Plus drinking.
Yeah, well, a couple. Just a couple of drinks. No, you know what? I like Kahlua and cream and all that stuff.
Oh,
I like
my God.
Crying out loud.
No, what?
Come on.
I'm trying to put on weight. I thought you'd be proud of me.
Yeah. No.
Kahlua on ice is nice. No?
You know, you want to put on weight, try a 12-er.
A 12? 12
beers. 12 beers.
Really? Are you? Oh, my. Oh, that's hilarious.
It's true.
I would be rolling home. I wouldn't find home. Are you kidding?
Right. No, it's because your body weight is so low.
Well, have you ever had 12 beers in one night?
I haven't.
You've never had 12 beers.
I don't think it's physically possible.
No, the English do it all the time.
12 beers.
I know a lot of English people.
I think
people
you have to work
much.
Up to that.
Oh, 12 sure, beers. Yeah.
Have you ever had 12 beers?
No, I can't drink. No, I could probably drink 3 beers?
Yeah, 3 beers.
At the most.
And then I've got to switch to something else because I am so full that it's like there's...
I might as well
can gargle
stay in the
beer.
Bathroom, yeah.
Yeah, right. There's that part too, right? It's really heavy, isn't it? Yeah.
Hey, everyone. If you go to the Alice973 Instagram, I posted a picture of Scott on KTVU from last week.
Oh, my God. Oh, I have some pictures I'll give you, too. We sat there and all of us took
pictures.
Oh, that's
the But Scotty. The second picture of Scott, he's got kind of a funny expression.
The thing is, when they asked me that question, I thought, this is interesting. Because this is the kind of TV I do in the UK. You know, we do newspapers in the mornings and stuff. And it's all this you know, controversial subject matter, you got to handle it in a certain way or else you'll never be invited back, right?
Oh, well, that's so adult of you to
you
say.
You are just so. Oh, this is a
look
funny.
At you getting it.
Yeah, totally.
In finger quotes.
At the age of 55. Yeah,
you
a
look
bit
very
late,
concerned
but nice try.
In this picture.
Yes, I was trying to.
Yeah, he has
yes.
a deep thought. He has a deep thought expression.
I was wondering, how am I
going to
answer
everyone?
This and sound diplomatic at the same time?
Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
The thing
what's
is, I thought
the problem
that,
with them now?
I stumped me, Garcia.
I thought that subject was settled long ago, right? It just keeps coming up. I think the media likes it.
It does keep coming up.
Some writer talked about it, and that's why.
He said I was gay as I was writing for them. Of course, it reflected the things in my life that,
yeah.
So people said, oh, God, he's confirming that they're gay. And
the thing is, kids love...
The Muppets said, they're puppets, dudes.
Kids love gay men. I mean, and gay women. A lot of theater companies I see in Edinburgh, I go watch children's shows. I really like them in the daytime. I think they're really fun. And a lot of comics I know do them because you make a lot of money at children's shows, a lot more than you make in your own show sometimes.
Is that so?
Oh, yeah, because people with kids, they'll come back.
Of course, you've been banned from those. I mean, no, I've done the incident in Australia.
No, I've done a couple of them in the UK, in Edinburgh. I really like it. But... it's not my thing, but I like the challenge. But anyway, people bring their kids back.
How
again
do the
and
Jesus
again.
Jokes go over with the children?
Oh, the kids love the Jesus.
Really?
They do. They actually relate to him because they're so naive and sweet. Thank you for asking. Mm. But it's funny to watch it because the kids get so immersed in it, and of course they laugh at all the wrong stuff,
right.
Which becomes the right stuff when you learn how to do it. But that idea, are kids thrown off by gay people? They're not at all. I mean, they don't care. It's not in their minds, obviously.
Right. They're not sitting there, you know, worried about... No. They just want to be entertained.
They like effervescence, and they like people that are willing to do stupid stuff. Yeah. And people that do voices. They like high-low. They like extreme. So if you're doing something...
Well, let's hit us with the children's...
No, it's physical stuff. If you're doing something where you're talking to kids and you just fall, they love it. Or you fall forward,
absolutely.
They love it.
I was going to just say, all you got to do is clunk yourself on the head. And they're like, do that again.
Yes.
And again.
And again and again. Right. Never stop doing that.
And if you're standing there talking to them, someone throws a ball at your head, it bounces off your head, they laugh for like 2 minutes. And then they want to have the ball. And they want to throw the ball around. It's like you have to let them run the show. It's the one time I'm willing to let the audience manipulate me. I really like it. It's fun. They're adorable.
You have a show on Saturday nights, Shadow Puppet Brewery in Livermore. So for our listeners
bring
out
the kids.
That way, do not bring the kids.
Bring the kids. Throw the ball.
There will be no ball throwing.
Oh, right. Okay.
It'll be you telling your terrible, terrible jokes.
And chasing them out of the front row.
Yes.
I just thought, it's so weird. You know, you go to a comedy show in San Francisco. You don't Google it at all. That's fine. Although I Google everything I see. But then you sit there and this gay guy's just kind of flirting with you and you're thrown out. He was from Seattle too, but a Trump voter. And I think I wasn't brutal about that, but I think he felt exposed, right? Because the audience was kind of leering at him when he said that. People here are a bit judgy about voting, who you voted for. Do you think so?
I think it's everywhere.
Have you told people you voted for Trump? Have you mentioned that to
me? No, I never tell anyone. That's, it's my dirty little secret.
You can't let them know, right?
No, of course not.
Good
Jesus,
for you.
I'm leading a completely double life.
Wow, you're brave.
Shadow Puppet Brewery on Saturday, September 29th. People can go to RadioAlice.com for that, right?
Yeah, all the schedules for Scott
it's
are
all
at
there.
Radio Alice.
Yes. Also, ScottGapurro.com. 1 P, 2 R's.
And a whole lot of love. Am I done?
You're done.
God, I ran here for this? It's been great.
Well, you're sticking for the secret show, right?
I guess.
And we put a picture of you on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean,
thank
look,
you,
we really did our part. We feel like we did our part.
And slide some fives onto that bar, would you?
Yes, I will. But seriously, how do you balance? Is there a thing you could put on the...
You can pinch them.
I could use a crunchie. Or scrunchies, is that what they call those? Because there's a couple in the gym. I see them all the time, scrunchies.
Yes, right. My bad.
For women's hair?
We're getting out clean,
we
had to say.
A scrunchie? Nobody.
Maybe Vinny can give you some workout tips during the break. All right, great.
Oh.
And don't you come back no more, no more, no more,
no more. Go lift some weights, Jack. Put on some weight before you come back. Put on five.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, Vinny, I certainly hope that you find that story. He's looking at his iPad. He keeps finding the story he wants, and then it just disappears.
It's riveting headline, and the story to back it up is good as well, and yet the screen just keeps going out on me.
All right, well, hold on. I'm going to hit your news sounder and then just get right to that one.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
The Radio Alice Report.
Millennials are causing the U.S. divorce rate to plummet.
How so? Woo! They're just not marrying.
It went away.
Oh.
It was. I think the word was going to be Americans.
What source is that? And she'll print it for you.
It's the Apple News page. It's coming off of Bloomberg is where they found it.
Yuzi, did you hear that?
About the millennials?
Yeah, yeah, the millennials.
He can't keep the thing on his iPad. It keeps going away.
It keeps going away.
Oh.
Millennials are making the divorce rates in America plummet. Here we go.
Give me 2 seconds.
Well, we have a guest reporter this morning. Help me out.
Oh, okay.
Go on then.
Americans under the age of 45 have found a novel way to rebel against their elders. They're staying married. I guess this is a rebellion.
What?
Oh, I thought they just weren't marrying.
Yeah.
I was going to guess that as well. Good for them, though. You know what? I like it.
Mm.
Finally, a good story about millennials.
That's what I was saying. I was trying to find that for you guys, and then the thing gets all buggy and won't let me read it.
Well, maybe if you ever get married, Bryn, you guys can also buck the trend.
Yeah, we're well on our way, Sarah.
What? Oh, really? What are the plans?
Well, engagements first, right?
Yeah, that's been 5 years now.
Right.
It's not five. Is it 5 years?
Oh, no, it's been getting close. I don't
know. How many? A couple?
Two.
Three.
One.
Oh, my God. Dream
two,
on.
Something like that. Yeah.
It's been like 3 years.
The goal is to stay
3 years.
Yeah, something like that. Who cares?
I want to say it was October of 2015. So 3 years.
Why do you want to say that?
Why do you want to say that? Do you have that written down somewhere?
I
feel like that's when it was.
Lady with the worst memory of the show.
Yeah.
Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
Does the missus still make soap?
She does the thing, you know, babies.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, you know, wow, between, you know, we were talking about that pie. Mm-hmm. You start taking chunks out of it and giving them
someone's
to the
eating all my pie.
Yeah. It seems like the soap biz would
But she still does ship them out here and there, just like, you know, when I'm not around. And
does she have a little workshop at your house, your new
she
house?
She has that at her mom's house.
Oh, so she goes to your mom's
but
house.
But she has a whole stash already, like, sitting there. So people order stuff, and she'll drive home now.
What is she on,
Etsy? On
her own. Or is she on Shopify or one of those?
What is she on? I think she's on.
This is your chance to say her.
Made in the Sunset.com?
Okay, look it up. Maidinthesunset.com.
Yeah, because
I think that's
where
the name
she
of
makes
her.
It is in the Sunset District of San Francisco.
Would you be? Would she be upset if you came home with like Dial and you're just I just want this soap.
No, actually, I like Dove because of my sensitive skin.
Oh, I like
skin.
Dove too. Yeah. Oh, Dove is mine.
Ding, 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 ding. But so hers has the loofahs and stuff, and I don't really know how to do that. Sometimes I feel like it's scratchy.
So you, wait a minute. So you use Dove, but your wife,
I'll use
is
her
a
stuff,
soap maker.
I'll use her stuff on my hands or maybe
my feet. It's nice. It's
yeah,
good.
It's a little bit more coarse, but
it's got oatmeal in it.
The Dove on my sensitive skin. You know, my skin's very sensitive.
She can't leave out the chunks?
Oh, she can.
You couldn't order like.
Well, why
didn't
you ask her to?
I grew up with Dove.
I'll
Come
take
on,
a smooth bar, please.
You know what? Yeah, I only use her products. You're right about that.
Her products
actually,
I have several, great. And ding, ding, shame me. Made in the Sunset. Her soaps are
made
excellent.
Made in the Sunset is a company focused on creating small batch lotion sticks and soaps.
Ooh. Oh, it is a website.
Yeah.
Woo!
Thank God. I was thinking about that the other day, Vinny, because I had the, what they're called,
lotion sticks,
and I had used the last of it the other day, and I thought. Oh, man. I guess that's never coming
More
back.
Soap. Bring
yeah,
soap.
The lotion
soap,
sticks
soap,
were a big
soap.
Hit.
Yeah,
I
those
mean,
are great.
She was using them at Outside Lands, and some lady came up and goes, oh, my God. And so she gave her one.
Oh.
And this lady then ordered, like, 30 of them.
Oh.
Because a little stocking stuffer.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great gift. Easy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should marry that girl. She sounds like quite a catch.
Yeah.
Marry her anyway.
With all that she's got going on, she's still juggling the soap business.
She is,
good for her.
And the shipping.
Incredible.
And very nice.
Takes care of all the business.
Made in the
She needs
sunset.
A Debbie.
Bill Cosby
she does need
is.
A Debbie. Yeah, oh my God. Maybe Debbie can work for her. There
you guys
you go.
Could share her.
All right.
That'd be a good little job for her.
Bill Cosby's in court today to be sentenced. Ooh. He doesn't plan to make a statement in court before he gets sentenced for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman. Prosecutors are asking for 5 to 10 years in prison, and his attorney says they want him on house arrest because he's too old and frail for prison.
Yeah.
We will let you know if that comes down before...
Is
We're
this
done
is
here today.
This happening in California or on the East Coast?
I think it's East Coast.
I thought so.
So it
well.
May well have gone down by now. It's almost
well,
noon
I've
there.
Seen,
that's the latest.
CNN and Yahoo are saying it has not happened
yeah.
yet.
I don't have that yet. Just so you know, Weight Watchers has rebranded itself as WW.
Yeah.
Well, why?
As consumers want to be well, but they don't want to. It's
oh,
marketing.
It's like a health. Just be healthier overall.
Marketing terms and softer sells.
I don't want to hear about my weight.
Weight Watchers is changing its names as consumers ditch diets for wellness. So WW, wellness that works, is their new
wellness
tagline.
Wellness that works. All right.
Someone had texted, I don't know, today's Tuesday, maybe yesterday, Vinny, that they were working on this launch of a new thing, and Sarah and Vinny have kept them company for them and 45 other people.
Well, hello, WW.
WW plans to launch a new app and a partnership with Headspace, a company that teaches meditation through an app.
Is that the one that Oprah's invested in?
Weight Watchers? Yes, I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Well, congratulations, WW.
Whatever helps people. To me, you know what I need? The cold, harsh, icy, cold splash of water that is, I weigh what? I need to stand on a scale, and I need to see that, and I need to go, oh my God, I have to leave the house right now and
with
never
my
stop.
Running shoes on.
Never stop running. That works for me.
But it is sort
whatever
of a,
works.
It is sort of a better way to look at it is that overall, I'm going to be a healthier person. You know,
sure.
We are all different shapes, and we're not all going to be supermodels. You know, you're never going to have that quote unquote perfect body. Just love yourself the way you are and do everything you can to be as healthy as you can for as long as you can.
Yeah, I should add that I come from an athletic background. So for me, you know,
exercise
comes easier and
I
like
it.
And I'm motivated by the numbers on the scale.
Right.
They work for me. Is it wrong to shop?
It is. Oh, sorry.
Is it wrong to shoplift a Bible? Wouldn't God want you to have
that? Human.
Every time I walk into a church, I see somebody stealing a Bible or a...
You are watching those people closely.
It's not stealing, though, if you're at church and you get a Bible, is it?
I mean,
well, if they hand them out for free. Like, my church hands them out for free, but you can see the ones sitting in the pews, you know, where the songs are and everything, and you just see people, like, walk in, grab it, and walk right out.
Oh, wow. They just needed a book of hymns in there.
Right.
Police in Peoria, Illinois got a call from Walmart last Thursday about a 30-year-old woman who they busted shoplifting a Bible. Mm. Is that wrong, Hooman?
I mean, I think it is.
It's
wrong. I think stealing is stealing. So.
All right. Even though you just want to...
Thou shalt not steal.
I mean, God started the whole thing around
here. I will
here.
Say this, though. The Bible's free online. You can read
Well,
the
you've
got to
have
thing.
Internet connectivity. I mean, maybe
and that's
just, like,
a lot of printer paper. Yeah. I mean, my God.
Buy the Kindle edition.
Anyway, when the cops got there, she told them she'd stole the Bible because she was trying to be more Christian.
Oh.
And then they said, so why were you stealing the shirt, leggings, pencils, bookmarks, and a quart of oil?
Oh. Maybe she thought that, like, the stealing the Bible, too, would, like, foster some goodwill.
Maybe. Or... It didn't work, though.
That's too bad.
How about a fast fact?
Commandments thing. I love fast facts, Vinny.
Duke University is named after James Buchanan Duke, the guy responsible for creating the modern cigarette. Duke.
Oh, wow.
That's North Carolina, right? That's where all of the tobacco farms were.
Yes,
in the Carolinas.
In the south. That is disturbing to hear.
Yeah.
James Buchanan Duke.
During World War II, women couldn't get stockings because all the nylon in the country was being used for things like parachutes and ropes. So they would draw seams down the back of their legs to appear like they were wearing stockings.
Huh?
Sometimes they used gravy.
To put a line down the back of their legs, huh? That seems extreme.
Ah, the olden days. Neighborhood dogs are following you everywhere. You
licking your legs. Stop licking the gravy off my legs.
What's up with that lady?
She's a pack of dogs following her everywhere she goes.
Look at Helen.
She just got pulled down. She's delicious.
It reminds me of that Seinfeld episode where, was it Elaine that had mutton in her jacket?
Yes.
Because she was wearing Jerry's jacket or something and all the dogs were after her.
Oh.
Weren't they served it and were they stashing
it
in the napkin?
Right,
in the
napkin.
Put it in the pocket.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Good one. Good one, Seinfeld.
It costs way less to open a Subway franchise than a McDonald's. Subway costs around $400,000.
And you can have your own Subway.
Uh-huh. And McDonald's costs about $2.2 million.
Oh.
Long term, do you make more money at a McDonald's?
But a McDonald's makes about 5 times more revenue.
Oh, I bet.
Well, Subway's good, though.
Sure.
I mean, I would choose that over McDonald's, is what I'm saying. If I gotta have a sandwich.
Halloween is right around the corner.
Yes.
It's time to talk candy.
Oh my God, candy corn. Yum. I saw it the other day when I was at Michael's. Love it.
As a nation, we purchase more Skittles than any other type of candy.
Skittles? What? Skittles is the number one.
I cannot believe
type?
That.
That's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Skittles. Who even needs them?
The top candy is Skittles, then M&M's. Then Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Starburst, candy corn, hot tamales.
Candy
I love
corn.
Those.
Oh, candy corn.
Hershey's Minis, Tootsie Pops, and Jolly Ranchers.
Huh.
Swedish Fish, nowhere to be found.
I love Swedish Fish.
Me too.
Hardly ever see those at Halloween.
I always buy those when I go get tattoos so I can chew on them.
Sit and chew them. That's your association. You need to have that when you're getting the needles.
Yeah. The Swedish Fish. And then I always share them with the people around there.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm going to buy plenty. People like those.
Oh,
can't
I do.
Just one. Get
oh,
that
no,
taste
no, no.
In
you
got to.
You want to chew on them. You yeah. want to have that and that when that's happening. Anyway, Skittles. Who knew? I still love that one where they
don't want to.
The guy's covered in the Skittles and
oh,
the girl
like
pulls
acne.
One off yeah. the face
Are
and eats
contagious?
It. He's all... No, I don't think so. And she's covered now, too. So cute.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
They've got the Skittles.
Right.
That'd be a good name for a disease. What's the matter with you? I have Skittles.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys wrote. Oh, Scott.
Oh, Scott.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Thinking of good band names. I thought, you know, Skittles, like Ricketts. Like Ricketts would be a good band name. The Gout would be a good band name. Speech therapy thing. I don't know about that. Scott's very funny, though, Vinny. That was a good.
Says,
that was a very good appearance from Scott.
Yeah, I was laughing
yeah,
a lot.
Me too.
I just can't with Scott and his workout commentary. 707
you
says,
can.
Edson is going to love him getting tight.
Gross.
510.
What?
510 says, and yoga is important to maintain flexibility as you build the muscle. Yeah, but if he's really lifting weights, he's going to be so tight and so sore that yoga will be.
Well, maybe he'll need
it
more
useful.
Than ever.
Well,
stretch him out in between.
It could be helpful. I'm not saying he shouldn't try it. It's just going to. Lifting weights will affect everything. You're tight all
Matt,
the time.
Can you imagine him if he was, if all of a sudden he did get like one of those buff bodies?
You're
like
tight
that'd be
and sore
such
all
a
the
weird
don't you,
look
don't you
on
agree?
Him.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a kind of a shortcut to working out, almost like a cheater's workout.
What yoga?
No, weightlifting.
Oh, a yeah. cheater's workout.
Like can, as far as for looks, you can,
yeah, you'll build
oh,
muscle,
oh, to mm-hmm. get the muscle
fast,
quickly,
but it hurts. It's like, you know, when I used to lift weights, I couldn't golf. I barely could surf.
Mm. Do you ever play basketball after you lift weights?
Mm-mm.
I would lift weights and then I'd play and airball every single time. Because, like, I don't know, your force is off. I'm just, like, going too soft, going too hard. You know, it was just weird.
You just don't know your own strength.
510, that's not nice.
What did they write?
Too bad they didn't push Scott off the train.
Oh.
That's not nice.
It's not funny either. Leave the comedy to Scott.
Right.
He's the comedian.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.